And now.
Uh-oh.
And now.
Something didn't fire.
This Awkward Silence brought to you by Ian.
I like that.
Ian, maker of Awkward Silences for over 16 years.
I like that. When you hear it, when something happens like that, there's a little silence, a little dead air. You hear Ian going,
oh. Okay.
Oh. Yes.
That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Aurora, Colorado. This is one of the best knucklehead stories I've seen in weeks. It's the story of a guy who was backing his van out of his driveway yesterday morning when he dropped his lit cigarette down the front of his jacket. Now, you guys have both smoked.
Yes.
Did you ever do this? You're driving and you drop the cigarette while you're driving?
Yes, but not down.
No, not in the jacket, though.
Not in the jacket.
Or inside the shirt?
No.
Well, this guy, to avoid being burned, jumped out of the van. Now, he's just backing out of the driveway. He jumps out of the van, but it keeps rolling backwards and knocks him to the ground. And he's in a configuration where the front tire then rolls over his own head.
Oh!
A relative who was in the passenger seat jumped out, picked the driver up, put him in the passenger seat, and drove him to a local hospital where the guy's in critical condition, but he's expected to be okay. Alcohol, not a suspected factor in the crash. Police say they can't file any charges. But there's a lesson for you kids who smoke. Don't wear a jacket. I think that's the lesson.
Let's go shirtless.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yeah. No, shirtless.
Shirtless smoking in the car.
Yes, exactly.
That's our lesson. In Eugene, Oregon, Justin Lewis was run over twice in the same day by the same woman in the same car. The woman is his girlfriend, Jessica Blell, and they were having a fight near the Buckley House, a detox center for alcohol and drugs. Jessica allegedly hit Justin with the car, then drove away. He ran after the car, couldn't catch up. A family member then took him to the hospital. 4 hours later, he's leaving the hospital, and he sees Jessica's car at a donut shop, and he goes over to the car to talk to her, but when she sees him behind him, she backs up and rides over him again. Fortunately, she then changed her mind about him and gave him a ride to the hospital, where he was evaluated by medical staff for a second time, and the police were called, and they arrested Jessica for second-degree assault, hit-and-run, other vehicular charges, as well as warrants for two counts of being a felon in possession of a weapon and unlawful possession of ecstasy.
Oh.
In Albany, New York, Alvin Cross Jr. was sentenced to 2 years in jail after accidentally texting his probation officer a message. And here was the message that Alvin sent his probation officer. You got any weed? Authorities responded by raiding his home and seizing no weed. But they did find a large bag of cocaine. He pleaded guilty to coke possession last Monday. He's going to get a year in jail, and by the way, an extra year for violating probation. Next, we go to Lidköping, Sweden, where a man whose parents gave their vacation home to his brother is accused of causing $98,000 in damage to the building with a chainsaw. He was so unhappy that the building went to his brother, the vacation home went to his brother, he chopped it down, destroyed the home's facade, the interior, and several electronic devices inside. Also, cut down 20 trees, because you've got a chainsaw. Why not go for the trees as well? Trees that were in the vacation home's garden. And then he stole a heater from the bathroom. And, well, the whole thing went to court last week where he was charged with serious damage and theft. Police say that the man told investigators that he hadn't committed a crime because he had helped build the home and planted the trees. Nope, not going. He's still in jail. And in Mankato, Minnesota, we finish with the story of Riley Swearingen, who was on leave from the Air Force and went out drinking downtown Saturday night. Everybody knows downtown Mankato is the place to go, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so he was there until the bars closed, and then he joined a bunch of other people in the drunk bus, which will take you home. Nice public service to have the drunk bus. When Riley sat down on the drunk bus, he sat behind a police sergeant in uniform. And that's when Riley decided to give the cop a little something. A wet willy in both ears.
Oh.
He licked a finger in each hand and inserted them into each of the sergeant's ears. Cop turned around and arrested him immediately. Charged him with assaulting a police officer with bodily fluids. Those charges dropped in exchange for a guilty plea, which included an apology. Quote, I thought it would be incredibly funny to give a police officer a wet willy. I was sorely mistaken. I'm incredibly sorry for what I did. I never thought I'd go to jail for the weekend, but he did. 3 days behind bars, $77 in court costs. And Riley joins the roster of today's Knuckleheads in the News. here on the Big 550 KTRS.